Tuesday, the 25th in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. The mother and relatives of Jesus came to him, but they could not get to him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and wish to meet you." Then Jesus answered, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." The commentary today is from Father Xavier Jauset y Clivellier from Lleida in Catalonia. Today we can read a beautiful passage of the Gospel. Jesus is not showing any disrespect for his mother, inasmuch as she has been the first one to hear the word of God, and he, who is the word of God, was born from her. At the same time, she is who most perfectly has fulfilled God's will. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word," was her answer to the angel of the Annunciation. Jesus tells us what we need to do to likewise pertain to his family, those who can hear. And to hear him, we must get close to him, as his own relatives and family did, when they went where he was, but could not get to him because of the crowd. But then they tried to get closer. It might be convenient for us to ask ourselves if to get closer to the Word of God. Do we fight and try to overcome the obstacles we keep finding on the way? Do I devote every day a few minutes to reading, listening, or to mulling over the Holy Scriptures? St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us, we must continuously meditate the Word of God. This meditation is a powerful help in our fight against sin. And finally, to abide by the Word, it is not enough to hear the Word. We must put it into action. If we want to become a part of God's family, we must put into practice what we are told. This is why it would perhaps be good to ask ourselves whether we only behave obediently when what we are asked suits us, or is easy to do, or if on the contrary, when it means giving up our comfort, our own prestige, our material things, or whatever leisure time we may have at our disposal. Do we put the word between parentheses until some better time comes along? Let us pray to the Virgin Mary that as she did once, we may hear and abide by the word of God, so that we shall thus be able to follow the path leading to eternal happiness.